Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Bible, both the Old Testament and the New, continually stresses the need to teach. In Deuteronomy 4, the word teach appears four times. I shall read all of these verses, but we shall dwell on verse 14. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for you to do them that you may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers gives you. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go in to possess. Only take heed to yourself, and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons, and to your sons' sons. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Deuteronomy 4, 1, 5, 9, and 14. Some form of the word teach, either teacher, teaching, or teach, is used more than 200 times in the New Testament. Two examples will have to suffice. Jesus commanded his immediate disciples, "Go therefore and teach or make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the age." Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus makes it plain that men cannot come to him except through teaching. "No man can come to me except the Father who has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore who has heard and has learned of the Father comes to me." John 6:44-45. Moses was a great military leader, an outstanding political leader, and a committed servant of God Almighty. But one of his major responsibilities was to teach. God knew the Israelites were always in danger of forgetting his law and turning to idol worship. So Moses and other great men in Israel were to teach regularly, diligently, and faithfully, while their teaching unquestionably had an intellectual component. That was not its primary purpose. The teaching was designed to get the Israelites ready to cross the Jordan and to inherit the land of promise. Deuteronomy 4:1. God wanted the Jews to learn his word so they could live according to the moral values he wanted his people to exhibit. Furthermore, he wanted the elders in Israel, including Moses and Aaron, to be sure the children were taught so that the word would continue to have an influence in the lives of God's people. If the children were not taught, in just one generation, the Jews would become unfaithful. That is how very important teaching is. What Moses and other faithful Israelite teachers were to tell the Israelites was outlined in the instruction God gave to Moses. The teachers did not have to guess or speculate about the information the people needed for their growth and survival. They had been furnished all they needed to know about God's covenant. As the nation grew and conditions changed, they were given additional information. But God always provided the instructions they had to have that they might enter Canaan and become the great nation God wanted them to be. Our circumstances are different from those of the Jews. But of this fact, you can be absolutely sure. All we must have to become and to remain faithful children of God can be found in the Bible. We do not need modern revelations.